But this theatre, the Paramount, is this one?
This is the Paramount.
Yeah, yeah, you remember that one?
I do. Yes. Well, I practice there every day for 5 years.
Yeah. So, the piano. When did you start learning the piano?
About six.
Yes. Right.
From one of the nuns at school.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no decent schools in Camden, no. And that's why you had to go away.
Yes, yes.
Everybody went away to boarding school.
Yes, mostly.
There weren't any decent schools. No. Well, there are now, I think.
Yes, yes. So you remember the piano was sitting in the foyer of the theatre, wasn't it?
No, it was in that room on the left.
Okay, and what would that room be used for otherwise?
Storage, chairs, and the stairs went up to the operating box.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to enter the theatre, you'd go through the foyer, and was there stalls?
The stalls were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you walked in, the stalls were just in the front of the door, the first door. Then they went down into this, what do you call them when they're not stalls? The basis of it.
Okay.
It was a line like that which separated the first class and second class sort of thing.
Right, so there were more than one level, was there?
Which sloped on a slope like that.
Yes, and the old theatre seats that folded up, did they have those?
Yeah.
And do you remember seeing any movies there?
I don't remember them, but I did go to the movies.
Yes.
When I came home for a weekend. We only got 3 weekends a year, you know. You didn't go to boarding school?
No, I didn't, no.
Well, if you live near a decent school, that's where you should go.
Right. Yes. But I think it was very popular. In fact, I've interviewed some other people who clearly remember going to the movies.
You had to book your seat.
Okay. So how would they do that? Would they go down?
They'd ring at the house. Our number was pretty low, like number 63.
Yes.
You know, sort of thing.
Yes.
And they'd ring up to book seats. They had a booking place in one of the shops down near Percy Ferner was there.
Right,
you remember
right.
He was?
No, I've heard. Yeah, go on.
Ferner Brothers,
yes,
it was.
Know
I don't know what
name.
It is now. Yeah. And then next to that was a shop that they used to have the booking seats, where you book the seats. Yeah.
So you get a ticket then, that you'd turn up with.
Yeah.
And would they have food or anything for sale with the movie?
No. Oh, they had a little a sweet shop and ice creams and things because they had matinees for kids and things. Yeah.
Yes. And was your mother involved at all? Like, would she work
when
in that
Dad
shop?
When Dad was sick, she'd go down and start the movies on Saturday. She'd sell the tickets on Saturday night.
Right.
So as Dad could go to golf.
Oh, okay.
Well, he needed to get out.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a bad case of nervous breakdown.
Oh, okay.
And you never get over those.
Mm. And did something set that off? Was that because of the fire?
Yeah,
or?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Yeah, they couldn't get his synchronise his body and mind.
Yes. But eventually he got well again, did he, or was he always?
More or less, he did a lot. He more or less retired, semi-retired sort of thing. He just didn't. He didn't sell the theatre.
No.
Don took it over. And
so your brother took it over.
Yeah.
When would have that been? What sort of year roughly would that be?
Well, Dad died in. You're asking me things I don't know.
No, but just was it the '50s or the '40s that?
I'd just come back from England.
Mm.
So that'd be 56, 57. He died in I can't tell you.
Yeah, don't worry. It's all right. But roughly, we're thinking of the 50s. So your brother then took over the theatre. Your brother took over the cinema then.
He arranged for the pictures to be sent up by train.
Okay.
And he didn't sell percentage pictures because in those days the percentage pictures are you can get first release if you give them a profit of your taking.
Okay.
Dad didn't do that.
No.
He said
no.
I'll just have them make it because there was no other. There was only other theatre was over here.
Yes. Yeah. No competition. And the films? Did you say they'd come on a train? Would they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're lucky that you're there on time. Get a bag, Pansy. Do you remember Pansy?
Well, no, but I've heard lots about Pansy. People remember her fondly. Did you used to ride on the Pansy train?
I used to have to go to the conservatorium on the train.
Yes.
But with violin and all sorts of things.
Right.
But no, it was... it's a year gone by. I mean, we've moved on,
yes,
haven't we?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we wish we've kept the train. That's what we need now.